This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A suspect in the Christmas bombing in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, has been named. AP's Mike Gracia has our story.
Federal authorities have identified 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner as the man believed to be behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville in which he was killed. So far, the motive is unknown. At a Sunday news conference, FBI Special Agent Doug Korneski said the answers won't come quickly. Nashville police officers who were on the scene at the time of the blast say they're lucky to be alive. Officer Amanda Topping.
I felt it. I felt the heat, the wave.
The explosion severely damaged dozens of downtown buildings and injured three people. I'm Mike Gracia.
The trial in China of a group of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists who tried to escape the city for sanctuary in Taiwan opened Monday. This as the United States urged the immediate release of dissidents it says, quote, fled tyranny, end quote. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 were in court facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after the speedboat they used to escape was intercepted in August. China expressed anger Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. The measures were included in a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package that Mr. Trump signed Sunday evening. The United States has stepped up its backing for Chinese claimed Taiwan and its criticism of Beijing's rule in remote Tibet, further straining a relationship under intense pressure over trade, human rights, and other issues. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington to his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida to be available if Trump decided to sign it into law. Without his signature or passage of a stoppage measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight Monday. A Saudi court Monday sentenced prominent activist Lujan Al-Hatoul to 5 years and 8 months in prison for terrorism-related crimes, according to local media allowed to attend her trial. The women's rights activist was convicted of, quote, various activities prohibited by the anti-terrorism law, end quote, the pro-government online outlet Sadiq and other media cited the court as saying. They added that the court suspended 2 years and 10 months of the sentence, quote, if she does not commit any crime, end quote, within the next 3 years. The reports did not explain whether the sentence included time served or say when she may be released from custody. A motion to appeal can be filed within 30 days. The 31-year-old was arrested in May 2018 with about a dozen other women activists just weeks before the historic lifting of a decades-long ban on female drivers, a reform they had long campaigned for. Sudan's official news agency, SUNA, says Sudan will send troop reinforcements to the south of its Darfur region after 15 people were killed in tribal clashes. The governor of South Darfur State, Musa Mahdi, announced, quote, the deployment of a large number of military forces in order to arrest those involved in the clashes and to collect the arms, end quote. SUNA quoted Mahdi as saying, quote, the era of reconciliation conferences is over and the era of implementing the law has started, end quote. A local official, also cited by the agency, said a dispute between the Masalit and Falata tribes in the Jerede area had led to armed clashes in which two members of the Falata were killed. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said Monday one serviceman had been killed in an attack in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Asked about media reports on Sunday if a possible clash between ethnic Armenian and Azerbaijan forces in the region, Armenian authorities said no such incidents had taken place. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.